Okay, I'd like to call the Capital Plan Commission meeting to order at on August 26th, Monday. Time is 6:06. Can we please stand for the pledge?
To the flag of the United States, for which it stands,
nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor DiTorantino?
Here.
Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Mr. Kurtica?
Present.
Ms. Vidomsky?
Here.
Ms. Ezzo?
Here.
Ms. Swabno? Mr. Gilday? Okay, the record should reflect there are five present for a quorum.
Thank you, sir. Number four, additions, deletions, adoption of the agenda. I don't have any. Anybody else have any? So we're good with that. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak?
Hi, this is Linda Fusco. I'm 10 Platt Street, Derby, Connecticut, Chief of Staff. I wanted to talk about item under the, sorry, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, I wanted to talk about an item that's under the, under Mark's section, clerk, town and city clerk. And the item is additional cameras for Board of Ed. That item actually refers to a collaboration that I had with Dennis O'Connell from the Park and Rec and Chief Grogan. You know that there's been some issues with the store next to the Board of Ed building. There have been issues of safety regarding some of the people who come to use the Park and Rec building. A lot of them are senior citizens. A lot of the employees who work there are also senior citizens. Additionally, Dennis O'Connell was telling me that 30% of the families who came for swimming lessons last year did not come back. They felt it was for safety reasons. I reached out to Chief Grogan. We talked about the best way to approach it. We decided some additional cameras were necessary. There's actually only two cameras on the building. One looks directly at the stairs coming up to the Board of Ed office, and the other one faces the door so that the person who is at the reception desk can see who's entering. If you've ever used the pool, you know that going down those stairs and cutting to the left, there's an inset there that, as the camera guy said to us, you could have somebody set up a small tent and live there, and except for the people coming out, no one would ever see it. So he made some recommendations. I'm asking for six additional cameras. The two that are already in place at the Board of Education building will not be touched. We're asking for six additional cameras to do three sides of the building. And we think that will cover safely. It's $14,000. And I respectfully ask that you consider this. I think it's a necessity. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
Anybody else in the public like to speak?
Hi, Tom Leonard, 173 Hawthorne Avenue, Derby, Connecticut.
Hi, Tom. Go ahead.
Hi, Joe. Just representing Storm Ambulance. Just, again, making our pitch for replacing the rescue truck. Anything the city can do is appreciated. I know you're putting up with my being a nuisance, but it's not getting any younger, and we're just holding our breath that nothing major fails. The prices have gone up. We were originally quoted $900,000 back in 2019. Last year it was 1.1. We've spoken to the manufacturer this past week, see where the prices are. They're now at about 1.4 million. I know it's a lot of money, but the city's gotten 30 years out of the other one, and we can hope that we can get that out of this one. So whatever can be done by the Capital Plan Commission, it would be very much appreciated.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. Anybody else in the public like to speak?
Good evening, everyone. Gary Parker, 38 North Cole Lane, Ansonia. I'm the fire commissioner for the city. Two things. One is the apparatus, of course, has been on our capital plan request, and we understand that'll be another vehicle. There'll be another vehicle to fund that those sometime down the line, and I hope we just hope that sooner than later. Just as Tom referenced the the rescue truck. I just wanted to more so address this evening. I had sent to Brian, and he cordially included in this plan that you have in front of you tonight, the five firehouse buildings and the fire alarm headquarters building, all of which we maintain under the fire department. The fire department, all these buildings are over 50 years old, other than roofs and some a couple of HVAC replacements over the years. Nothing's of substance really has been done to the buildings, and the costs you see are, I believe there's a narrative, or I'm sorry, a detail sheet I gave you that explains all those. As Brian mentioned, some of the work, the paving work for all the parking areas, perhaps that could be included into the road bond work for a better cost benefit. For timing on these, the biggest issue we have, or one of the biggest issues we have, is the replacement of our radio system, radio communication system. The basis for that system, the primary send and receive units for not only the fire department, but also the police department and the public works, and the ambulance corps, for that matter, is who operates on the fire department frequency. The primary components of all those systems is in that building. One would not know it looking at the building. It looks like it's an abandoned place. It does need some major repair. That's the building we need for that, for the radio. So the $130,000 I'm asking for will get the building into structural and physical shape, and aesthetic shape, so that we can redo the inside interior, so that make it appropriate for the infrastructure that those radios require. So I would just ask if that one to be accelerated above the other projects, if I'm sure it comes down to that, and we'd like to get the firehouses addressed just as soon as we could. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Anybody else in the public like to speak?
Mark Carfalo, town clerk.
Just want to clarify that some of these items are listed as town clerk requests, but they're not. The traffic lights are really more, I guess, a police issue, but or a general issue. And the Board of Ed cameras, Ms. Fusco talked about. The only one that's directly to the town clerk's office is the annual request to preserve, maintain, and access permanent records of the city. That is, you know, an ongoing issue, and many of our records are not preserved the proper way for permanent. And, you know, we don't think about it every day, but that flooding that happened in Oxford, you know, was impacted at the Stevenson Dam. And if the Stevenson Dam breaks, you know, we're going to have waterfront property here at City Hall. And it's really not, it's not a funny thing, but it's like right there, right? The river. So we need to have backup of microfilm access to the records. The other issue that I did though request after the last meeting was the security system at City Hall. There was a public act that was passed this past year in the General Assembly regarding security on the ballot return boxes that are outside of the various city halls. And that has to be maintained with a security camera, and it has to be a system that will maintain it for a certain period of time. So we need that. Also, as you probably are aware, the previous administration took out the existing security in our city hall, which was really a dumb and irresponsible move. I'm not going to try to speculate on why they would do something like that. But we did have issues in the tax office. Many of you remember years ago, there was a problem with somebody taking money, and there's no security. And we don't have any security in that office where there's a lot of cash, but also in it was taken out, specifically taken out of our suite with the registrar voters. And, you know, the cameras protect us as workers because, you know, you have the sensitivity of all the vital records, the early voting, absentee ballots. We don't handle a lot of cash, but, you know, there's also all the permanent records are in the vault. So if people go in to research in the vault, it also keeps a security system would keep an eye on that. So, and I would also recommend that the security be in the hallways too, because people are transacting their business in the hallways. So it would be for everybody's safety. And you know, it's a necessary thing, but it was driven by the statute that is for the voting, but I would encourage it all the way along. So thank you for your consideration on that.
Thank you, Mr. Garfalo. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak?
Yes, Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. Good evening to everyone.
Hi, Karen, how are you?
Very good. I'm glad to have listened to others bringing forth their issues. I always am a great supporter of the fire department, as everybody knows. And I was wondering where that Cottage Street was being addressed in the budget. I really did not see it there. If it was described as the building was in very poor condition, and if we're talking about the radio system for $700,000, you got that 2 years out. I don't think the building will last that long. So certainly that should be revisited. Also looking, you know, you have a number of departments here, but there's a number of departments that are missing. You don't have library and you don't have senior center. There's so much lacking, and yet we're looking at your numbers there for this year. And we're projecting that we might have $2 million for already $6.2 million worth of bills or projects that we need to have done. Mr. Parker had raised the issue of a referendum to possibly address some of these things in a faster fashion, and in having conversations with people that were over in Ansonia voting for their big referendum. It actually was a selling point to say that we need to buy this stuff now, so especially the equipment can be, the prices can be locked in. Mr. Leonard made mention how the prices had escalated by $400,000 on the emergency truck just in the last few months, and Mr. Parker has expressed that as well. So certainly that needs to maybe be explored again. To get a referendum out there, we're talking 6 months, and to get specs designed for the equipment would be many months also. So time is of the essence. So I hope that we'd have conversations on that. I know that Mr. Hall is probably not sleeping anywhere but in his office, because the amount of work that he's done so far is phenomenal. And yet there's so much more to do. The next thing that it appears he's looking at is refinancing the bonds. And certainly it appears that he's looking at it in terms of maybe being able to release some monies to go towards this. So that would be a wonderful thing that can be accomplished. But the referendum may be the necessary choice as well. My bigger concern is that we're sitting here tonight with $6 million of needed stuff that should have been addressed 4 years ago, maybe even 6 years ago, and it did not happen. And Mr. Mayor, I would ask that you implore the Corporation Council to maybe look at our regulations, our charter and so forth, to maybe have better definitions so that we do not go into the hole the way we did. The Corporation Council that represented the last administration certainly stretched things beyond my imagination. I can't get over how he got the new software in there by saying that the two members of the Finance Committee were the deciding factors rather than the Board of Aldermen. But it was things like that that really just harmed the city of Derby as a whole. And there has to be different things put in the regulations so that the administration can't take advantage of the city of Derby any longer. I know your administration, I'm not speaking of anything that you're doing ill, but I'm saying I want some broad language put in there so that going forward, we don't have that happen again. In terms of the past administration, they submitted bills beyond what the budgeted amount was. And the charter specifically says that if an administration puts in more than, it spends more money than we have, that they can be personally responsible. I was under the understanding that certain members, either elected or appointed, have to be bonded because of the amount of money that they're dealing with on a daily basis. And I would wonder if there is some vehicle to pursue through bonding insurance or whatever else to maybe get some of this money back, because it those last 2 years were just so painful. We're not ever going to catch up. Even if we go out to referendum, if we rebond things, we're going to be paying for those 2 years for the next 30 years. And that's not right to the city of Derby. So I implore the Corporation Council to please just do an overview and see what we can do to have something firmer in place. Because enough is enough. If we don't have strong financial backing here, we can't move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. And I couldn't agree more with you. The last 2 years, but really the last 6 years, has put this city in a hole that we're trying to get out of, that we'll be working to get out of probably for the next 4 to 6 years. So it wasn't a good time. And again, I agree with everything you said. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Anybody else in the public like to speak? Third and final time. Anybody from the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Number six, review capital requests and capital needs, discussion only. We all have our printout in front of us. Thank you. Brian's here to answer any questions that we might have.
I have a question for Commissioner Parker. The vehicles represented in these capital requests, you had a plan to reduce the vehicles, the emergency vehicles in the city. Does this plan as written here reflect that? Or do you have that plan? It does.
Yeah, it does. Our timing was off a little bit, but the plan that I had been working off of since I became commissioner was to reduce the fleet of the fire department by one engine company. We were operating when I became commissioner with five engines, two with the Hotchkiss hose on the hilltop, one at the East End hose company, and two at the Storm engine company. In the time since, one of those five engines, the engine 16, which was operated by the East End hose company, was the oldest one in the fleet at that time. It accumulated enough deficiency that we took it permanently out of service. It was just not cost effective to repair the apparatus. So we relocated one engine from the Hotchkiss hose to East End. So since that time, that was after COVID, but that we're operating with four engines, and that's what we'll ultimately be running with. And that's what this plan reflects.
Commissioner, at one time, wasn't there a plan to have a the rescue truck bumper combo? Is that
that's yeah? When now? We started this process 3 or 4 years ago, we met with the ambulance corps. My thought was to combine the rescue truck and engine 11, which is one of the engines at the storm engine company, combine the new vehicle into one to reduce, you know, further reduce the city fleet. We went back and forth for a number of months and probably years, and the ambulance corps doesn't feel that they can. The truck that I was talking about would be a somewhat diminished capacity for carrying the equipment that the current rescue truck carries. And my thought was to supplement what doesn't fit on the new vehicle could be supplemented by another vehicle of some sort, a less expensive vehicle to carry some of the less frequently used equipment. The storm does a tremendous job, and they have a cadre of very dedicated members. They just finished this past weekend a trench rescue course for their membership, and I just want to give you some background here. There's not a lot of trench rescue trained crews in our immediate area. I mean, if you go to New Haven, go to Bridgeport, you'll see. But especially in the volunteer service, there's not a lot of trench rescue services. There's equipment that goes with that. The frequency of a trench rescue, and I don't want to jinx this by any means, because I'll say something tonight, and there'll probably, you know, the potential will be one tomorrow. But they don't happen often, and so the equipment for that is on the rescue truck that goes out every time the truck goes out. So that type of I'm not trying to tell anybody what goes where, but that type of equipment could go on another vehicle and respond to supplement the vehicle I'm talking about. But the ambulance corps felt that they wanted a vehicle that they had complete control of, so they came up with their plan to with their that purchase that they have presenting to you.
Is it something that, you know, we can potentially look at if it's, you know, rescue truck, you know, combining a rescue truck engine and having that extra vehicle? I don't know if that's, you know, a $10,000 difference or a $350,000 difference. You know, is there another way to, you know, just because it seemed, you know, that there was a lot of support for that.
We had meetings and
maybe, like, you know, potentially come, you know, present
the truck that I'm the apparatus I'm talking about. We didn't just pick it out of the air. It was modeled after two squad. They call them squads down in New Haven. It was modeled after two squad units. I'm sure there's people in the room that are familiar with Mike Grant. He was the chief of the New Haven Fire Department at the time, a good friend of the Derby Fire Department. And that we, you know, we talked to them, and they ran with two squad units, just as I'm talking about. Again, it's they've gone now. A new fire chief came in, and his preference is to run with a rescue. So they decommissioned the two squad units, and they have one rescue unit now. Mm-hmm. Again, it's everything goes one big toolbox. So there, you know, and there's value to that. But cost wise, it would be a savings. We save another $1 million, less than that, because you'd have to buy a supplemental vehicle, but
sure,
something less than $1 million.
Do you have potential numbers on that? I mean, just, I don't know how anybody else thinks about it. Would like to see a potential plan if it would work for
I have old numbers and mm-hmm. numbers have gone up. The squad unit at the time was, and this is probably 3 years old, was just under $1.5 million, give or take mm-hmm. 100,000. What's 100,000 when you're in the middle of a million, right? So that's what we were looking at then. And I would guess that now, it's going to be more than that. I would probably closer to 2 million now, but we could shop that out. Again, I don't want to speak for Mr. Leonard. I'm sure he's going to be very adamant about the rescue truck. And he'll present you with very valid reasons why it should be. But for just dollars, there's other ways of doing it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like I'm certainly not looking about just dollars, but if we can, make sure that we are keeping everyone as safe as possible and having the equipment necessary to do, what we need to do, even if it looks a little different than what we have now and, can save us, some money, yeah. At least worth, looking at, even if we say no,
it means
this is the way to go.
To look the apparatus, I'm the squad, to call it a squad. I don't know if that's what we would call it, but call it a squad. Just so you know what I'm talking about when I refer to it. It would certainly carry equipment that would, it would carry everything that would be needed for a motor vehicle accident and other things as well. So probably it would cover at least 85% to 90% of all the calls that could go out. And then some things like trench rescue requires a lot of cribbing, collapse rescue requires a lot of cribbing, a lot of lumber. So it takes up physical room. So you need you need space to put that on. That would not fit on this truck. We want to keep it, the truck, the apparatus has to be small enough to work, operate as an engine. Because we have a lot of small areas in Derby, especially out of the storms. A lot of the older streets are narrow, and so we don't want a monstrous truck.
Mm-hmm.
We have a ladder truck that we have to get in there. We don't want another one that we have to get in there. So that's all weighs into the equation.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
Commissioner Parker. As the commissioner of the Derby Fire Department, in many years of service that you have performed for the city, somewhere I must say that you have the overall say on what goes on here in this town. Is that correct?
Hit it again, Gary.
The charter references that it gives the commissioner full authority until a fire hits. Then it's the fire chief.
Right. But the operation of the Derby Fire Department comes under your umbrella there, right?
Correct.
So usually, I'm sure you confer with the chiefs and everything on what you'd like to do and everything, but the final word comes from you.
Yes.
Okay. So once I know there's a lot of money at the fire department. I've been a member 50 years, and I know we need a lot of equipment and everything. So once we decide how we're going to fund all this, there's many options. We can do like Ansonia did or some other option. So it's going to be your decision on what we buy, correct?
For the fire department, yes.
So you would, you know, go out to bid, meet with the chiefs and the other departments, and say that okay, we want this kind of pump, we want a Mac, we want a Sea Gray, whatever, mm-hmm. right? And goes out to bid the specs that way, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So, you know, I have full confidence in the commissioner here. You know, once if we do have monies that come by some means, I have no idea. There's grants. You see a lot of things in the paper, grants. I know for scuba tanks and everything. I know there's all kind of money is coming. And hopefully that we apply for as much as we can, you know, that to offset the amount that's needed. So I have full confidence in you as the commissioner to decide what we need in the Derby Fire Department.
I appreciate that.
And as the charter says,
I appreciate
it's yours.
That.
Yeah, it's your thing. So, you know, whatever, you know, and then whatever is not the word, whatever plan you come up with that would benefit the residents of the city of Derby, as long as all our volunteer firemen, you know, I think, you know, you do a great job what you do now. So I think, and I speak for the mayor and the rest of the people on the committee here that, you know what you're doing. And I think just, you know, whatever you come up with, just let us know.
I appreciate that. And we will. And we'll work on that forthwith.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, anybody else? Anything? Okay, hearing none, we'll go to number 7. Financing options for capital needs, discussion only. Mr. Hall, I would assume that's you.
It's Brian Hall, Finance Director for Derby. Yeah, so there are a few options that I think we could explore, right? We have some money set aside in the budget, roughly $300,000 between LOSIP and capital that, you know, we can absolutely, you know, prioritize and figure out what we can do for this year. As was previously mentioned, some other options might be like what Ansonia did with some sort of sale of the WPCA and then using potential proceeds for, you know, capital improvements amongst other needs for the city. We could do a bond resolution, raise capital that way in order to finance a lot of these needs. I think those are the two biggest, most obvious ones, short of some sort of entrepreneur, some charity that somebody's going to come in and give us a large donation for our needs, similar to what was done for the field house. I'm not sure what other options we might be able to come up with, but I am certainly open to all of those options. As you know, I am in the middle of a refinancing right now of our existing debt, which should help allow us to bring down our overall debt in the coming years, which we can free up some money potentially to do some more things for the city. But any other questions or any other options anyone wants to bring to my attention?
Where do we stand as far as a timeline is concerned for going to referendum? Is it September? We have to have it on the ballot to the state?
It would have to be 60 days before the election, so September 5th.
Yeah, so we're right up against we're about a week away.
For that. Otherwise, we have to either go next November or you could have a special election.
Are we still like prioritize the list of the money we have now for the next meeting to at least?
So what I can do is I can try to put together at least some of the stuff that I believe would be LOSIP eligible, for example. And so that you've got a good feel for what that bucket looks like. The general capital would apply to all, you know, pretty much everything else. I think those are at least you know, the main ones, maybe we get the smaller list going of some of the smaller ticket items so that it doesn't seem like such a big number that you're always constantly looking at. So sure, I can absolutely do that for the next go round.
Mm-hmm. Mayor, do we have a new list of streets that require paving?
We don't as of right now. We do have, there are a couple that I'd like to take a look at. Silver Hill Road is one. And there's a small street on the east side of town, Stalmack Avenue, that's in pretty rough shape that could use a little work. So those are the two that come to mind right now, but we haven't.
Yeah, maybe. I could have
the public works commissioner drive around the streets and see which ones need it and try to get a list up.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Hall, good evening. You're doing a great job for the city of Derby. So,
have we looked at it?
Is there any like federal funding that's eligible for any of this stuff? Now, I know the big ticket item is the water treatment plant. So we have been told that anywhere from $30 million to replace that. You know, I've noticed in the newspaper, especially in the Hartford Current up in Hartford area, there's a lot of federal money that the government has given for these waste treatment plants. And have we looked into any kind of federal funding for or state funding for any of these big ticket items?
So you're really right. I think the plant would be the biggest opportunity. There is a Clean Water Act funding that I think we have to look into some more before the big 30 million. I mean, I've heard as high as 50, 60 yeah. million, right? I think right now, actually, we're just trying to get some federal funds from the last storm just okay. to fix some of the damage that was done. So our grant writer is working on that for us as you speak. So we'll continue because obviously that's absolutely the best option is to try to where we can, you know, supplement everything with federal funds. And a lot of the Board of Education items on there, really, we're going to only come to fruition if, in fact, there was some sort of matching grant on those sides of those equations.
I know the list is long and there's a lot of money. I mean, I don't know what our options are. Like our neighboring town, Ansoni, did the bond referendum and separated each department. So, you know, fire department needs this, police department, and the residents vote on each item. Because of the unforeseen tax increase that we had to do so we wouldn't get in trouble with the state, I think it'd be kind of hard now to do a referendum knowing that we just raised the property taxes. And thankfully, our state legislators, along with the mayor, and postponed our reevaluation for 1 year. So it would be my understanding or my opinion, let's put it that way, that probably the only way without federal or state funding is to go off of this big referendum. And I think in order to see what our budget looks like, you know, over the next 6 months before we go out either through a special election or next year for the next election, I think we should be frugal on how much we spend. We need a lot of things. You know, I understand that. But we're also looking at the people, too, that are, you know, that fund the city through property tax. So that's only my opinion, you know. So I think that looking at federal and state funds for anything we can get, the matching grants from LOSIP from the state for Board of Ed stuff, we should look at that. But anything else which we need, especially the fire department, you know, and we'd like a sweeper to clean the city streets. I think we should, like the mayor says, prioritize what we need. And it's probably too late. September 5th is probably the deadline if we wanted to do a referendum this election. It would be a special election probably after the first of the year, or wait until the next November of 25 to do this. So, like I said, and you're doing a great job here. Just one more thing that's on your plate that you could help us out with.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And absolutely, it is a priority. You know, these capital needs have been here for a long time, and certainly they are top of mind. I'll continue to look into more grants and see what we can get there, because that would be the biggest win, you know, for all of us. But sure.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Anybody else have anything? All right. We had some good discussions tonight, and we'll continue to work toward hopefully a goal to try to get some of this stuff that we need, and go from there, I guess. Number 8, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Made by George Kurtica at 6:47. Second by Sarah. All in favor?
All right.
Thank you.